I was tailing Angel Lips, the Frankie. She still had the beeper Andor had implanted in her, so I was able to keep my distance, just keeping my eye on her little lips. I tailed her to the edge of the Great Gripos, a black desert. The sand, dust, rocks, everything's black. But this part is now grassy plain. Long purple grass, black, far as you can see. Anyway, the Frankie knew exactly where to go. One moment she's walking through waist-high purple grass, the next moment, gone. The beeper says she's no longer on the plane. She's beneath. I decided to follow. Sure enough, it was an entrance into a cavern. Well, well. An underground city. Probably abandoned thousands of years ago. Taru would sell his soul for this find. The street spiraled down into a cavern licked by a weird phosphorescent glow. So, here it is. The Black City. But what is it? Another piece in the puzzle or a piece of another puzzle? I watched Angel Lips from a distance. I felt sorry for her. I don't know why. She looked lonely. Down there, wandering through the streets of the Black City. She's a Frankie who knows what they think. I stood in the shadows, watched her pass by, humming to herself. She seemed content. There was a pleasant eeriness about that city. I stood there, listening to the silence. And then it was as though I heard the voices of the old ones, the ancient Nulians. Was it the old ones? They touched me in a way that made me feel... Yeah. There really are higher forces at work. Or at play.